Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, everyone. This is Shovik, and welcome to the Mint TechCetera podcast. I cover technology for Mint, where we try to make boring tech sound cool for you and hope that we don't end up making cool tech sound boring. Tune in as we decode the latest from the world of technology in India and around the world every week. Over time, you must have thought of buying a smartphone from the second-hand market, or at least wondered if the quality is good enough. You see, in the past 10 years, this second-hand smartphone market has changed a lot. Back in the day, when you wanted to buy a second-hand smartphone, you would have probably gone to a local store and checked out if they have any devices that they wanted to sell. In due course of time, platforms such as OLX and Quikr rose to the forefront, where these brands offered a way for sellers to list their smartphones to be sold on the platform, which then could be bought by buyers directly. These platforms were intermediaries of sorts, which means that they didn't really play a role in the buying or selling of a device. As a result, this pretty much functioned as an unorganized market, which is what most of the second-hand smartphone market works like. However, over the past couple of years, and especially since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic, this second-hand smartphone market has gone through a lot of interesting changes. The biggest change, for that matter, is the organization of the market to a certain extent. Now, don't get us wrong, to be sure, this second-hand smartphone market continues to remain largely unorganized, which means that more than 80% of the market, or 4/5 of the market, remains unorganized as of now. However, 20% of a certain market is still a fairly large number. Last year, Mint had reported that the second-hand smartphone market, or the refurbished smartphone market, was expected to see a total of over 65 million devices being sold. This year, this market is expected to grow further, which analysts say could come in at a growth rate of mid to high single-digit figures. Even if we consider an average figure, this could add another at least 5 million to the 65 million number, which means that by the time this year ends, India could have almost as many as 70 million or 7 crore second-hand smartphones being sold across the market. So this clearly means that there is a healthy demand in the industry for the second-hand smartphones. But this demand comes at an interesting point because new smartphone growth, on the other hand, is slowing down. On 3rd August, market researcher IDC released its market report for the smartphone industry, which said that in the first 6 months of this year, sales of new smartphones dropped by nearly 10% through the first 6 months. Now, this drop basically means that India, which has for long been pegged as one of the largest smartphone and, for that matter, one of the largest electronics markets in the world, is seeing a weakness in buyer demand. This weakness has been reported for a while, especially the past 4 quarters. But let's break down as to why this weakness is happening. You see, when the pandemic hit, most people needed to buy phones. While this need saw a clear rise in the overall sale and shipments of smartphones, leading to a pretty strong festive season market at least in 2020 and 21, this market started to change starting 2022. Now, the reason for that is multifold. The first being that buyers who needed smartphones already bought theirs in 2020 and 21, which meant that 22 was a rather weak market, especially as smartphones are concerned. However, on top of that, there has also been the concern of an inflation, which has been looming large on the buyer market. Add to that the fact that smartphones no longer have super compelling features which would force buyers into buying their new phones. Most people have put off their buying decisions for the largest part. But that doesn't mean that people aren't really interested in using smartphones. It just means that people are interested in using their smartphones for a longer time. But this longer duration of smartphone usage has meant that the new smartphone market has changed significantly. Because right now, people are not really compelled into buying new phones. Because there aren't enough cheap enough smartphones available in the market. This, however, has spelled boon for second-hand smartphone sellers, which, rightly enough, have come in at a time when more people are interested in looking at these phones. Now, sellers such as Refit Global, Cashify, ExtraCover, HyperExchange and other such stores, including e-commerce platforms such as Amazon and Flipkart, are looking at a larger share of the refurbished smartphone pie. Now, at the start of this episode, we spoke about the refurbished smartphone market coming with almost 70 million devices to be sold as a potential through all of 2023. Now, this potential, of course, has to be realized by certain sellers, which is why companies such as Cashify have come into this market. They also provide a price advantage. For instance, a nearly 3-year-old iPhone 12, which sells on Apple's own website for around 55,000 to 60,000, is available on a platform such as Cashify for around 35,000. Now, it's not just the price that is pushing people to buy devices on the second-hand marketplaces such as Cashify. As a buyer, on Cashify for instance, you would get features such as a 1-year warranty and even other extended features such as servicing facilities, online drop service and other details. On top of that, the organized market works almost exactly the way a new smartphone market does. For instance, Cashify has a physical retail store as well as the online store format, which works pretty much exactly the way Amazon or Flipkart does. So you can log on to an online store, find a device of your liking, see the price and see if it fits your budget, and pay through EMIs or even avail bank offers with your purchase. Previously, the second-hand smartphone market didn't really have this much flexibility in the sense that you would be required to bargain with a seller in person, which often could lead to unpleasant experiences. However, on second-hand marketplaces, including Amazon Refurbished, the process of buying a second-hand phone has become pretty much the same as the process of buying a first-hand phone. But then there is this question of whether there is a stigma associated with buying a second-hand smartphone. You see, when you make a purchase from a second-hand organized marketplace, the experience and the overall packaging of the service is pretty much the same as what any other new marketplace would offer. As a result, buyers would not really be pushed to be concerned that they bought a second-hand smartphone. And with most sellers offering refurbishing as a feature, most smartphones being sold in this market come in fairly decent conditions. You can, for instance, get a health check on how your second-hand smartphone is and be able to find out what the battery status of the smartphone is, whether there are dents and scratches on the body, and be able to pay a price that fits the condition of the said smartphone. As a result, the process of buying a second-hand or refurbished smartphone has become much better than before, which in turn is most likely causing people to look at this market with more interest. Alongside that, there is of course the prospect of pricing. Now you see, if a new smartphone which was launched in the premium market for around 50,000 rupees about 2 years ago, you are most likely to find such a phone in the second-hand market for around 25,000 right now. This automatically reduces the price of such a premium smartphone by almost half, which in fact means that at your available budget, you can consider a flagship smartphone even though it might be a couple of years old. Most marketplaces try to guarantee that the smartphones being sold on these platforms are of a certain health standard, and if it fails to meet your expectations within the provided warranty period, you will of course be able to exchange your device for a new one. This has of course led to a positive sentiment towards refurbished smartphones, which means that despite the new smartphone market slowing down, the second-hand smartphone market has continued to grow, and it is the organized sector which has interestingly pushed sales. But are phone brands really concerned? Well, not quite as of now. You see, the Indian smartphone market has a lot of potential in terms of the sheer number of users that this market can attract. Given that we have over 130 or 140 million devices that are being shipped in the new market every year, there is close to a billion users who will require a smartphone at any point of time in the future. This means that while some users will be new ones, others will be upgrading users, and most upgrading users have a cycle where with each upgrade they move up a certain ladder. This, most phone brands hope, is going to drive sales in the near future too, as the feature set of smartphones continue to evolve. For instance, the influx of foldable smartphones and the falling prices of such devices could mean that in the near future, more phones could have folding screens, which in turn might push more premium phone buyers to actually upgrade or move on to a new device. Along with that is the aspect of the 5G rollout and the influx of AI-driven features, which means that at some point in the next 2-3 years, new smartphones will get such features in more abundance and at lesser price points. This, brands hope, will bring more buyers back into the fold of new smartphones. However, right now, brands are undertaking exercises to trim their overall portfolio, in the sense that if once upon a time you may have had 6 smartphones from a certain brand within less than, say, 20,000 rupees, going forward, you might have a fewer number of options, for instance, maybe 2 or 3. However, this leaner portfolio could help these brands manage costs at a time when the overall market demand is down, and in fact, continue to use the refurbished market as a marketing tactic, albeit indirectly. But will this market sustain in the near term? You see, every party in both the new smartphones and the refurbished smartphone side have enough reasons to believe that they can sustain their business and continue to grow at a healthy pace in the near as well as the mid-term future. Right now, given the way the market is, that is what seems likely to happen. That's it for this week. See you next time. So that's that for this episode. We really hope that you enjoyed what we discussed. And if you have suggestions in terms of what more we can cover as part of our podcast, do let us know. You can catch me at Distant Vicinity on Twitter and at Shovik Das on Instagram. Thank you so much. See you next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunchberries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Lefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunchberry.
No!
No one steals my Crunchberries.
I think you mean my Crunchberries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.